The show is called Live and Local. It's your connection to local music and more. And on the program today, some bluegrass, or, well, it's sort of modified bluegrass, contemporary bluegrass, updated bluegrass, young people's bluegrass, depends how you want to call it. And we have a member of the band Cornmeal. His name is Chris Ganji, plays bass and vocals with the group, but there's five members of the band, and they're going to be at the Canopy Club in Urbana rather late tomorrow night. They've got a couple of opening bands, and be hearing lots of their music on the show as well. I hope you'll stay with us. It's Live and Local.
One, two, three, four!
We just heard a tune called Jenny in the Middle by the Chicago-based band called Cornmeal, and that comes off of their live album just recently released called Live in Chicago, Illinois. It says Volume 1, and we have Chris Ganji on the phone with us. He is the bass player and one of the vocalists. Everybody does vocals in the band. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me.
And it says Volume 1. That means is a second one must be in the works?
Second one is actually in the works as we speak. I've been just pulling up some tracks for review as I've had a little bit of downtime here in Chicago this week. So it's interesting you mentioned it.
Well, it'll be exciting to have that come out. Any idea when that's going to happen?
I hate giving a time frame on these because with studio projects, you'd never know. We're shooting for early summer for this one. So.
Well, just knowing that it's in the works is something, I guess.
Yeah.
And then what you just heard gives a little bit of an idea of the band. They're going to be at the Canopy Club in Urbana on the University of Illinois campus tomorrow night, along with a couple of other bands. Canopy likes late shows, so it's probably why they have such a high student audience. But if you like bluegrass, country music, roots music, then you're going to like these guys. How do you do you even bother to try to categorize yourselves in any of one of those genres?
I mean, we do and we don't. A lot of times I spend more time kind of breaking down these categories than I do trying to name them. I mean, we started out a lot more traditional than we have become over the last 11 years. So, now we're pretty much a rock and roll band with bluegrass roots. But in the beginning, it was pretty much a 180 from that. You know, where we were playing much more traditional styled acoustic bluegrass music. So.
Is it still pretty much the same band membership as when you started out?
Not when we originally started out. It's just myself and the banjo player are the original members from the beginning. But the lineup that we have now has been together for over 7 years, so it's a good majority of the time. But the first two or three years we were together, there was a lot of people coming and going in the beginning.
So the banjo player is Wavy Dave?
Yes.
And how did he get the name Wavy Dave?
I don't know. That's a question you're going to have to leave up to him. But I think it's a culmination of his personality and his hair.
Well, I was wondering if it had anything to do with hair. I'm looking at pictures here, and I'm not sure I can see who's got the wavy hair.
Yes. Well, it's a little more curly than wavy, but...
Yeah, he must be the guy with the beard?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And in this picture, he's got a hat on, so...
Yeah.
But the beard does look pretty curly and long.
Yeah, right.
Substantial. Right. So what's made the turnaround to away from more traditional music?
Well, I think in the beginning years, we were really just still forming the idea of the band, and... We didn't really have a common direction or a goal. We just knew we liked playing this roots Americana traditional, you know, folk and bluegrass music. And as players kind of came and went, everyone sort of left a little piece of their influence on the direction of the band. And it just evolved until what it, you know, has become now with the five of us playing together for so long. We all come from so many different backgrounds, and we all have the attitude and approach with music that there are no boundaries and there are no lines and there is really no right and wrong. So, we just kind of have an open attitude about it when someone brings in an influence or a style that that we all find musically interesting, it sticks, you know. So it just, you know, over the years has become what it is, and now it's an entity, I guess, out of control at this point. And, There's no going back, but, you know, we still do dive into all sorts of things and still hold on to a lot of that acoustic traditional roots as well. So.
Well, maybe talk a little bit about some of the influences that the current band members have brought with them.
Well, I mean, classic rock is obviously, being our age demographic, has always been a huge influence on us. Allie is a classically trained fiddle player, violinist, I should say. Since the age of four.
This is Allie
so
Krall.
Allie Krall, our fiddle player, and she didn't even start playing bluegrass until she was about 18. So for about the last 10 years, she's really had her hands tied into bluegrass, and she came in with just a completely different perspective when she joined the band. Had only been playing bluegrass for about a year or so when she started, and brought in a lot of interesting styles and techniques and things of that nature. So, you know, we all bring a little bit, and obviously experimental and improvisation is, I think, a common thread with all of us. You know, we all really like exploring the elements of improvisation in a live setting.
If she, bluegrass was new to her, how did she get pulled into the group after just a year of playing that?
Went to school in Urbana, University of Illinois, and was playing in a bluegrass band, a local bluegrass band there at the time.
What was the band? What was the band?
The band was called Green Mountain Grass, which I still believe is around and based out of Austin at this point. She had left school and came back to the Chicagoland area, and when we bumped into her, and she was just in between, you know, things at the time, and sat in with us, and right away our chemistry with the band and her just clicked, and now here we are, you know, seven, eight years later.
Well, let's give listeners another sample. We heard a live track first. Maybe let's go to something from your Feet First album, which is your most recent studio record, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You want to pick one off of here? I think I picked up everything. I picked out was all real up-tempo stuff.
Was all up-tempo stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. If you want to do something a little down on my own, is a good track. It's a nice mid-tempo track that I think would give people a good example of some of the other styles of things that we do.
Okay. It's On My Own by the band Cornmeal from their disc called Feet First. They're going to be at the Canopy Club in Urbana tomorrow night with a couple of bands in advance of them, starting at 9 o'clock. Doors open at 8, and they'll be going on at about 11:30, so you got to be a night owl to hear these guys. Or you can just stick around and listen to them right now. It's On My Own from Cornmeal here on Live and Local.
I stand desperate, quiet, and alone. Searching for forgiveness and a path to call my own. All we are is all we've left to find. In this space and time, dreams wake to tell of tales untold. Beauty breaks as winds of change. Here she danced as the lonesome fiddle called. Taking heed of the warning as the cold mountain falls. Here you find a light that guides from within.
The tune is called On My Own. The band is Cornmeal and the album Feet First. They're going to be at the Canopy Club in Urbana on Thursday night. And on the phone with me from Chicago is Chris Ganji, who is one of the five members of the band and also the bass player, one of the two founding members of the band. And you have produced at least one of the albums, or have you produced most of them, co-produced?
I've produced or co-produced all of the albums at this point. The last live album was produced solely by myself, but the studio albums before that were produced by myself and various members of the band, depending on which album we speak of.
For those who are recording industry novices, so to speak, what does it mean to produce an album? What all is involved in that?
I mean, it's quite an extensive process from, you know, pre-production all the way through to manufacturing, but really it entails picking out songs, making, especially with studio work, with not the live album production, but studio work, it's about shaving off parts and kind of getting to the fat of the song. And you know, a lot of our songs are a lot longer live than they are in the studio setting, and we use the studio setting to really showcase the songwriting and the songs, and it's about kind of shaving down parts that that, you know, don't really fit or work in a studio setting, and sort of reworking and remolding the arrangements of songs to make them kind of flow cohesively together with other songs, I guess, in a nutshell, you know, as well as getting sounds and deriving tones from instruments and arranging different melody lines and pieces and other instrumentation as well.
So you're doing that beforehand. I mean, you've got to arrange the tunes.
Yeah, we prearrange tunes beforehand, and then obviously arrange solos and solo sections and melody lines and things like that in the studio. So a lot of times, a lot of that production too comes out in the studio setting too. So both reshape and remold, and the process is kind of ever evolving.
When you do when you record a live album, do you do what a lot of bands do anymore, which is everybody's in a different space and then you record everybody separately and put it all together later, or do you kind of treat it live and have everybody in the same room? And
we treat a lot of it live. I mean, with the studio album, we treat a lot of it live, as far as we all play together at the same time in separate rooms. But with the live album, it was recorded in the venue in Chicago with a live audience and all that. So there are really two different processes, and we gain two completely different, I guess, feels out of those, both those styles of recording. So it's really interesting and fascinating to me, and I love exercising that side of my brain. So it's one of the reasons why I try to keep my hands pretty deep in the album process of the band, is because I just really find it all fascinating.
Well, and the band must be okay with your efforts, because they keep saying, yeah, sure, let's let Chris do it again.
Yeah, I mean, so far, yeah.
Unless you're a dictator and says, I'm doing this.
Right. No. And we're pretty democratic and cornmealing.
Well, since you mentioned the idea of democracy, how do the songs come together? Are they all group efforts as far as composition?
They are, to a point. There's three songwriters in the band: myself, Chris Nowak, the guitarist, and Wavy Dave, our banjo player. And all of us will come in individually with the song and lyrics and melody lines and such like that. And a good solid foundation or an idea for the song. But once it gets into the practice room and the session room, the band really puts their stamp on it individually, you know. And all of us as songwriters are pretty open to making it a cornmeal sound and a cornmeal song by letting everybody else kind of put their mark on it. If it happened otherwise, I don't think we would have this unified cornmeal sound, you know, that is... either has come to become our stamp. So, and then it evolves from there, and everyone puts their little pieces here and there. But some of us might come in with a solid foundation of melody and harmony and all that other stuff, and then we just let it go from there. So,
what about the name Cornmeal? It suggests lots of things. It's actually it's mildly hard to say for some reason.
I've never gotten that one before.
Well, I keep trying to say it in a cornmeal, corn. Yes. Yeah, hard to make distinct.
Yes, it's one of those things. Cornmeal is synonymous with the Appalachian culture, and as well as bluegrass is as well. Obviously, coming from the hills of Appalachia, which was a mix of British Isles music, Irish music, and then early folk, as well as blues and jazz. So it's that culmination of all that stuff. And in the culture of the Appalachia, cornmeal is used, A, as a staple food sustenance, and B, they always would bless the dance floor. This is a little known fact, but a lot of times during the barn dances and the dances in the Appalachian time, they would bless the dance floor with cornmeal.
Wow! No, I did not know that.
Yes, and then they would help for a fruitful harvest, I guess you would say. And so it was one of those things that just kind of stuck with us when we were coming up with the band, and we thought it was a good moniker for what we were doing.
Do you ever haul around a bag of cornmeal and bless your stage before playing?
That we haven't. I think it would be a little dangerous. It sounds a little slippery.
But, yeah, probably.
But our banjo player did used to make cornbread at every single show we played in the early days, until we obviously started touring too much, and it was hard to bake on the road. But when we were at home more often, he used to do that for the people.
Well, he could
and
always.
It became big cornbread wars too, and that was another reason we had to stop.
Oh, meaning people would throw them at you during the show?
Yeah, they would get all over the place there at the show. Yeah,
that'd be your sort of Rocky Horror tradition. People bring cornmeal to your shows and fling them at the.
Yeah, exactly.
I could see why you might want to not keep doing that after a while.
Right. I mean, it's fine when we were playing in rooms in front of 10 people, but as it started getting larger and larger, the mess became too great to bear.
Well, I could just imagine the Canopy Club crowd doing exactly that. I've been a number of shows there, and they can get pretty rowdy, being right in the middle of the University of Illinois campus, and this will be it'll be on a Thursday night, so it probably won't be as rowdy as a Friday night, I wouldn't guess. We're talking with Chris Ganji, who is with the band called Cornmeal. They're going to be at the Canopy Club in Nirvana tomorrow evening, and actually tomorrow night. Why don't we have another track from Feet First? How about one of those up-tempo ones, maybe The Girl I Left Behind? I like some of the harmonies on here.
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
All right, here we go. It's Cornmeal on Live and Local.
Thank you. drag on in my mind. But these feelings, they always make me wonder. Oh, I left that darn girl behind. And I ride the road I'm bound, and I see what you've done to me. And I bide my wasted time on the curb, girl, I left
The song was called The Girl I Left Behind from the Feet First album by the band Cornmeal, who will be in Urbana tomorrow night, playing also with the bands Lubrophonic and Green Sky Bluegrass. Chris Ganji of Cornmeal is with us on the phone from Chicago. You've played with these other bands before?
We have, actually. Lubrophonic happens to be from Chicago, and recently have stretched their wings and started getting out on the national scene and doing really well. So we've run into them a few places before. They're much more of a funk kind of jam-oriented band, and they'll be playing in the front room of the Canopy and kicking off the night. And our dear friends from Kalamazoo, Michigan, Green Sky Bluegrass, will be playing with us. And we tour with them quite a bit these days, and have run into them in multiple festivals throughout the country. So,
are they more of a traditional sounding band?
They are more of a traditional sounding bluegrass band, yes. With the jam kind of improvisation element attached to them, but you know, no drums or anything like that.
You know, I was just going to ask you about that jam band term. I've seen it before, and I was never quite sure what it meant. Does it have to do with the improvisation primarily?
I believe now that it is pretty much attached to bands that kind of break free from the structured element or have a little bit of, you know, genre mixing there as well. But yeah, I think a lot of it had to start off with bands that were just breaking the mold from these 3.5 minute commercial song structure and jamming out, basically, and improvising a lot on stage and mixing genres, which is something that we, you know, take a lot of pride in doing.
When before we actually started recording this interview, I said we might start with Jenny in the Middle, which we in fact did, and you said it is untypical for a live track of yours to only be about 3 minutes or so.
It is, yes.
A live one, you'll typically just kind of go and go and go until somebody says stop.
Well, I mean, there's a formula on our end to it for sure, as far as where we're going and when we peak in our jams and solos and when we pass them off to each other and things like that. But a lot of it really is improvised, and we come up with a lot of parts that we actually end up keeping and recording in the studio, you know, by improvising on stage. So, you know, it's hard to calculate the method, but there is definitely a method. After we've been playing together for so long, the chemistry between us all is comes down to sometimes just a glance or a nod on stage, as far as, you know, where we know, you know, how we know to go into the next part or piece or change styles or tempos or things of that nature.
Communication within bands has been something that's fascinated me, really, since I've started doing this particular radio show, Live and Local, because we've had a lot of folks live in our studio. And you know, I'll be sitting there, you know, I'm like the audience of one, and sometimes I can't for the life of me tell what the signal was that said to somebody, okay, I'm done with the solo now. You can go on, you know, let's go on to the next thing. Some of the more traditional bands will, old-time bands, will just stick their foot out and say, okay, let's go, that's the end of that, or the end of the song. But I don't imagine you guys do that.
I mean, we'll do basically whatever we can to get each other's attention, but we know that, you know, when, I mean, from, you know, throwing the arm up in the air to just literally a glance. And, you know, the longer you play with people and the more you play the same song over and over again, you know, by process of elimination, you know, there's only so many things that you can do, or that person can do particularly, because you know all their tricks and their moves and their, you know, and their subtleties and their style and their playing. So it just becomes kind of second nature to understand, you know, where that person is going to be going next, you know. And sometimes, you know, with all improvisation, it's only about 60%, you know, great moments, if that, you know. And you do make a lot of flubs and mistakes doing it, but I think that that's a sacrifice you pay for being able to create music on the fly, you know. And I think the audience is very forgiving with it as well, because they understand the process. At least our audience, the jam band, bluegrass crowd, you know.
Well, as they say, that's the nature of live performances. Things happen, you know.
Right, things happen. And I think that's what's exciting for people. The mistakes are just as exciting as the climaxes and you know, the beautiful, you know, wonderful perfection.
Well, and the recovery from the mistakes sometimes can lead you into something a lot of fun.
Definitely, and that's where sometimes as a musician on stage, that's where it's really intense and exciting, and that's what kind of gets your heart throbbing and you know, is that recovery as well. So yeah, that's a great point.
Do you ever have somebody who gets so wrapped up in a solo in the middle of a live show that you simply can't get their attention or get them to stop?
Quite often, more often than you think. But you know, that's when you start throwing things like drumsticks and guitar strings,
or break out the cornmeal,
or you break out
cornbread.
Right, exactly. I mean, you know, yeah, it happens, and those are the things that you're just like, well, that person's in it. You know, you have to give them the give and take relationship when you're in a band with five people. So, you know.
You could always just walk off stage, and then they might notice when they're done, hey, there's,
yeah,
there's nobody
right.
behind me anymore.
Right. Well, I mean, we've all been doing this long enough that I think everyone does a pretty good job of keeping themselves in check when it comes to that kind of stuff. But it does happen.
Yeah. Well, but as you said, that's what makes it fun.
Yes, it does.
We're talking with Chris Ganji of Cornmeal. They're going to be at the Canopy Club in Urbana tomorrow night. Doors open at 8 o'clock, and
yep.
Lubrifonic starts at 9 in the front room at the Canopy, and then it's Green Sky Bluegrass at 10. Cornmeal go on about 11:30, and for more information, you can go to, I think it's canopyclub.com or org, I forget. But they have their whole schedule there. You can see who else is coming as well. And to get your tickets online, or they list all the other places you can get tickets as well if you want to show up in person. And Chris is one of the two founding members of this quintet of young players, plays bass, sings vocals along with the rest of them. And why don't we go out with one more live track, since we're talking about live music. Calling Me Back Home.
Right.
That work for you?
Yep, definitely.
Chris, thanks very much for joining us on the phone.
Well, thanks so much for having me. It was a great pleasure.
And it's Live and Local here on FM 90.9. band is called Cornmeal, Calling Me Back Home, the name of the song from their album called, it's the most recent one, Live in Chicago, Illinois, Volume 1. And the band member who with whom I spoke here on Live and Local today, Chris Ganji, informs me, or assures me, that Volume 2 is already in the works, and they hope to have it out before too long, whatever that turns out to mean in the course of producing these things. And they'll be at the Canopy Club in Urbana tomorrow evening. This is Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly, and I'll have you an events calendar for you in just a moment. Well, something else was supposed to happen right there, but the button isn't working, so we'll give you the events calendar right now. Starting with tonight, the Station Theater in Urbana continues its presentations of the musical The Light in the Piazza. Performances tonight, tomorrow, and Friday, I believe it ends up at, through Sunday at 8 o'clock. Performance each night. Millikan University's saxophone and trumpet quartets are at Kuiper Hall on the Millikan campus in Decatur. That's tonight at 7:30. It's Passion 2011, the Easter musical at First Church of the Nazarene in Decatur. 6 o'clock tonight through Friday. Donnie Heitler has his weekly solo piano jazz gig at the Great Impasta in Urbana tonight at 6 o'clock, and it's the weekly traditional Irish music session at Bentley's Pub in downtown Champaign. That's at 7 o'clock tonight. Caleb Cook is at the Rose Bowl Tavern in downtown Urbana. That's tonight at 9 o'clock. Conklin's Barn 2 Dinner Theater in Goodfield continues its presentation of the comedy Run for Your Wife. That's Wife with a W. Starts tomorrow, Friday, Saturday at 8 o'clock, a Sunday matinee performance as well. Cambric Garden presents a Civil War diary with reading and folk music at the Vespasian Warner Public Library in Clinton. That's tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. It's the Monica Herzig Trio at the Iron Post in Urbana tomorrow evening at 5 o'clock. Kevin Turner Quartet is at Butita's in Champaign tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock. University of Illinois jazz vocalists are at the Iron Post tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock, and we will actually be having them on this show next Tuesday, we have just confirmed. Illinois State University Symphony Orchestra is performing at the ISU Center for the Performing Arts in Normal tomorrow evening at 8 o'clock. Studio Dance 2 at the University of Illinois continues tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday with performances tomorrow at 7:30, and then two performances each on Friday and Saturday at 7 and 9. That's at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. Also at the Krannert Center tomorrow evening, University of Illinois Wind Orchestra and Brass Band. That's a 7:30 performance. It's the Honey Dewdrops playing folk, old-time, old country music at the Champaign Public Library tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock, and in fact, they will be performing live on our show tomorrow during the noon hour here on Live and Local. Champaign-Urbana Theater Company presents Into the Woods at Parkland Theater in Champaign. Performances tomorrow and Friday at 7:30 with matinee performance. Saturday evening performance at 7:30, and then there's a matinee on Sunday at 2:30. We'll try to get all this stuff right here eventually. Donnie Heitler and Darden Purcell are appearing together at Silver Creek Restaurant Friday evening in Urbana. That's at 5:30. University of Illinois Steel Band plays at the Krannert Center Friday evening at 7:30. It's a jazz ensemble concert on the campus of Illinois State University Friday evening at 8 o'clock at the Center for the Performing Arts in Normal. The Mikhail Templeton Quintet is at the Iron Post in Urbana Friday evening at 5 o'clock. And it's the Big Creek Guitar Band at the Kickapoo Landing at Kickapoo State Park in Oakwood Friday evening at 5:30. And those are just some of the goings-on in our listening area. You're always invited to let me know about events you are involved with or may know about, or organizations that you're involved with. Perhaps we can simply get them on the calendar, or we can have guests on the show. Write to me anytime at Will Callender, that's W-I-L-L Callender, at illinois.edu. One of my favorite guests over the 2 years and 3 or 4 months that we've had this show so far is folk singer Bucky Hulker, and he sent me quite a stack of CDs called Folk Songs of Illinois. And I had the mistaken impression that he was actually involved in all of them. But here is a disc, Folk Songs of Illinois number 2, called Fiddlers. It's put out by the Illinois Humanities Council, produced by the Illinois Humanities Council. And this particular cut is from a Chicago-based ensemble that originated in Mexico called Sones de Mexico Ensemble, and this is called Cielito Lindo.
Yo te escribo con tanto esmero, mi alma se siente triste porque te espero. Cartas que yo te escribo con tanto esmero, mi alma se siente triste porque te espero. Y ay, 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 como quisiera que tú vengas a verme, cielito lindo, antes que me muera.
Besos. Sueño que estás conmigo y que me abrazas. Cuántas cosas bonitas vienen de mi vida que nunca pasan. Ay, 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 quiéreme un poco, que la vida se acaba, cielito lindo, poquito a poco. Dices que no te importo, cielito lindo, y me andas siguiendo. Dices que no me quieres, me estás queriendo. Dices que no te importo, cielito lindo, y me andas siguiendo. Ay, 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 corazoncito, yo sé que muy adentro quieres, mi cielo, darme un besito. Ay, 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 sueño el regreso. No sabes cuántas ganas tengo, cielito, de darte un beso. Thank you.
band from Chicago called Sones de Mexico. The tune, Cielito Lindo, the fiddle player, lead fiddle player, Juan Rivera. And this comes from a compilation called Folk Songs of Illinois, Volume 2, put out by the Illinois Humanities Council. Heard here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. The forecast calls for a mostly cloudy afternoon. We'll have projected high around 51, although we're still just at 42 degrees right now. Tonight, partly cloudy with patchy frost toward morning. The low will be around 32. Tomorrow, patchy frost before 7 a.m., otherwise partly sunny with a high around 55. And Friday, showers and thunderstorms are likely under a cloudy sky with a high near 62 degrees. Forgot to mention in my calendar earlier, something not listed there but I knew was happening, is Matt and Tom Torino playing some old-time music, some of which is of their own devising, at the Iron Post in Urbana, downtown Urbana. That is tonight at 7 o'clock. And I was looking for my CD of theirs, and I couldn't find it on my shelf, or otherwise I would have played something for you. Instead, we're going to go out with a live track from a band based in Bloomington Normal, the Brian Chobin Jazz Quintet. The next gig that I see on their website is at Fat Jack's in, where is Fat Jack's? Is that in Springfield or is that in Bloomington? I should know, and I'm not recalling, and I'm looking them up right now. It's in Bloomington on North Main Street, and if you're there, you probably knew that. That's going to be on May 4th. But in just a moment, Brian Chobin from the Bloomington Farmers Market a couple of years ago. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WY.FM and HD1 and HD2 Urbana with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville. WYNL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. We have support not only from our listeners, but also from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held on Saturdays from 2 to 6 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. More information is available at thecorkscrew.com. I'm Kevin Kelly for Live and Local. Thanks for listening. I'll be back with you tomorrow from 12 to 1. Here's the Brian Chobin Jazz Quintet. This tune is called Lady Bird. Thank you.